this from the same spot and, you know, hit the post and, you know, had some good looks. So, you know, he's very, yeah, like I said, he's finding those open areas and, you know, try to get the puck there. He's going to most likely score from there.
Thanks, Eddie.
Performance of your goaltender the night, Victor, and what you saw when he kicked him in that game early and what that does to the collective confidence of this hockey team.
Yeah, it was huge for us, and you know, our first period wasn't up to our standards, and you know, they got some power plays, a 5-on-3 that they scored on, but you know, Matt Bassett did some unreal saves, and you know, kept us in the game, and you know, that's what you need from a goaltender at times. When you struggle as a team, you need a goaltender to bail you out, and that's what he did, and you know, he played great, and that was good for everyone in this room and for himself, and you know, to get that win at home ice again was obviously big.
You're 6-1-2 in your last 9, despite all the other stuff that's going on. Make a case of continuing this momentum and what you have to do to make it very interesting heading down the home stretch.
Yeah, we've got to be, you know, be doing it the same way. We've got to be able to, you know, climb the ladder, and, you know, it's a stressful time for you know, every team, and, you know, it's never fun to go through this, but we know it's part of what this is, so, you know, we just got to try to, you know, yeah, put everything aside tonight, and you know, it's a good thing everything's going to go well come game time tonight.
You look at the standings at the end of every evening and see what the 2 points did for you relative to everybody else.
Sometimes, not every day, I want to say that, but you know, we got a good, we know where we're at, we know we're on the outside looking in, and we need to win hockey games. We can't just rely on other results. We got to focus on ourselves and get the result and get the job done, and you know, that's going to be our, you know, that's got to be our objective every night, is to not focus on too much what's going on around the league. We just got to focus on ourselves and make sure that we get the 2 points that we need, and you know, then everything's going to fall into place if we keep doing that.
The team stayed together the whole last 3 years, pretty much a really tight group, and what's that reaction? Who's a couple popular guys or guys who have been key parts of this, and Boiler and Binge?
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough, and you know, they're, you know, two very close friends for me, and you know, great players and ambassadors for this organization. So you know, it sucks, and you know, we would be lying if it wasn't affecting guys, but you know, come game time, you gotta push that aside. But you know, you miss two great guys, and you know, good friends, and not only on the ice but off the ice as well. So you know, it's tough, and but we gotta stay together through this, and you know, it's not very often you can stay with the same team for 3 years like we've had, and we knew this was you know, a possibility. So, but when it becomes reality, just it sucks.
Looks like Stamkos is, you know, progressing well. How big of a boost would he give you guys if he can come back here pretty soon?
Well, everyone knows what he brings to the table, and you know, he's one of the best players in this league, and you know, he was on fire before he got hurt, but you know, that's let's see when he comes back. So, you know, it's obviously going to get us you know, really pumped up, and you know, I'm pretty sure he's happy to be back on the ice and skating around with the guys. So you know, he's been great through this process once again, and you know, always you know, positive attitude in the locker room and around the guys, and you know, it's tough to go through that for you know, seconds, you know, for the third time in his career with a long-term injury. So but he's been hella good. You know, he's progressing well, like I said, and he's out there skating with us, and it's always fun to see you know, see him out there, and you know, getting things going.
Surprised to see him skating this soon.
Surprise, I don't know, I'm not a doctor, so you know, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't be out there if he couldn't.
Good, thanks.
Thanks, Nick. Good question.